This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Jeff Sundu.
We've been asking you a question. Do you need to be happy at your job to be good at it? Because former Facebook employees say that they had to be happy all the time. Very quickly over to Instagram, we have one message right now from Razu, who says not necessarily to be good at it, but maybe to be better at it. Happiness motivates. Razu, yeah, that's what we're saying, but not when it's forced upon you. Not when you're forced to be happy. I don't think that's very motivational.
Yeah. On WhatsApp here, we've also got someone who identifies themselves as Uncle Ding, who says, need to be happy all the time to do your work well. That is total nonsense. And yes, we've also got here from Christopher, I believe, who says, growth and change are painful. People who are complacent are happy, which is another interesting take on that as well.
Really?
I mean, I think that, you know, to a certain extent, if you are, I guess, satisfied with your job for like maybe too long, maybe you're not pushing yourself, perhaps, because I think that definitely growth and change requires some sort of like suffering in some ways. But I don't agree that everyone who is complacent is happy or that everyone who's happy is complacent, you know?
Right. Okay, don't forget, folks, the number is 018-789-8899 if you want to send a WhatsApp regarding the story, or you can get us on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Let's move on to story number two now. How people older than 65 share the most fake news. This is according to a study. Is it relevant? Of course it's relevant here,
right.
Isn't it?
So, yes, the study admittedly is quite American-centric, but I think it is relevant here because, and this is why I wanted to talk about it today. So it was published in a journal called Science Advances, and it was an analysis done by researchers at New York and Princeton universities that found out that older Americans are disproportionately more likely to share fake news on Facebook. And this is regardless of education, sex, race, income, or how many links they shared. Age predicted their behavior better than any other characteristic, including party affiliation as well.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so this was kind of based on the whole 2016 U.S. elections, of course. And this study has been going on since 2016. So the academics started working with the research firm YouGov to assemble a panel of 3,500 people, which included both Facebook users and non-users. And they basically asked Facebook users on the panel to install an application that allowed them to share data, including public profile fields, religious and political views, posted their own timelines and the page that they followed. Users could opt in or out of sharing individual categories of data, and researchers didn't have access to the news feeds or data about their friends. And based off this content that they managed to gather from this particular study, across all age categories, sharing fake news was a relatively rare category. Only 8.5% of users in the study shared at least one link from a fake news site, and users who identified as conservative were more likely than users who identified as liberal to share fake news. But older users skewed the findings. So 11% of users older than 65%, older than 65, can't read, shared a hoax, while just 3% of users 18 to 29 did. Then, as well as that, Facebook users ages 65 and older shared more than twice as many fake news articles than the next oldest age group of 45 to 65, and nearly seven times as many fake news articles as the youngest age group, which was, again, 18 to 29.
Mm-hmm.
So the study.
So the study is very American centric.
Yes.
But what about us?
So
here
this is the thing that wanted to bring up, right? Because, you know, I wanted to kind of ask, you know, you guys as well, what has been your personal experience with this? Because for me, like, my personal experience is that unfortunately older people do tend to share more fake news than people in kind of my generation.
By far.
Everyone has that one uncle or cousin of an elderly age that will always spam your chat message applications or your social media applications with fake news and stuff like that, right? So there's always one person in that family. And if you look at the demographic of that one person in your family, it's generally someone in the later parts of age, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe not above 65 per se. For my own experience, it's probably around above 50 and 55. The thing is, though, it's probably because most of this this news is sometimes it's targeted at them as well.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Not just that, though, but I think people of that particular demographic come from an age and come from a time when the news that they received was from a reliable source.
Yeah.
It was from print, it was from TV, you know, and for the most part, that was stuff that you could believe. And then that switched to technology when there's not that okay, this has come from a different source and maybe not a news source, has kind of been lost. So it's just that this is news and they're not really thinking about checking back where it's come from because they just assume news is news and it has to be true.
They're more susceptible to these kind of things.
Yeah. Also not to mention the fact that I guess, you know, the older generations would have less like digital literacy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been asked, you know, by a few older relatives and stuff like that or like family friends, you know, when they like forward something to me and I forward back like a screenshot going, this is clearly not like correct, and they're like, oh, but how did you figure that out? And I'm like, I Googled it. And they're like, but how did you Google it? And so they don't even understand how to kind of you know, find these sources and find these things. The other kind of reason stated in the article, it's not from the study, this is just kind of the article writer's guess essentially, but perhaps also that the fact that people experience cognitive decline as they age might also make them more susceptible to fake news as well.
Donald Trump is 72 years old, by the way. I just went online to Google that.
Yeah. Very nice.
I don't know what they're going to do with this story, but yeah, but I just thought of Googling that. And that's what
that man has had cognitive decline since he was born.
You could actually Google a lot of stuff. I've actually gone through some family dinners where an argument's kind of sparked up because of, you know, this kind of news, that this misinformation news that you share around on WhatsApp. And then, you know, one of my elderly family member, and it's like, you know, hey, like, you know, so you saw these things, I can't believe this happening. And I looked at it and go like, doesn't seem like it's real. And then I had to Google that. And then it's like, oh, but it's fake. And you're like, oh, but, you know, it came from this source. And you had like an argument on this. And it's tough when you have to educate some of your friends or family members about, you know, not everything.
The problem when you do that is that you become that person and they're like,
I'm just always negative.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. Yes. And the other thing also, the other argument that they'll be like is, oh, but my friend forwarded this to me. Why would my friend lie about it? And I'm like, your friend didn't post it though.
Yeah.
You know, someone else posted it. That's spreading disinformation.
That always negative thing is something that just keeps coming and coming, doesn't it?
You know?
I mean, even Audrey was, Audrey, who's probably listening right now outside of the studio, was saying that her she has friends and family who have just stopped asking her opinion on these things.
Yeah.
Because they say, you're always negative. And
you're
she's like, no, I'm
fake.
Always checking to see if it's real.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm happy that my mom has gotten over the stage where she used to just believe everything, because it comes from friends, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Friends would forward information like this to her. And then she would, initially, when she first got into WhatsApp, you know, her stage was, she got a smartphone, was an iPhone first, and then she, you know, the first thing we got her on was WhatsApp, because then you can stop SMSing everyone. Everyone stopped using SMS. So we got her on WhatsApp. We let her stay on WhatsApp for a while, got her used to the idea of you could send text messages and, you know, using a data and stuff. And then there was forwarded messages that was coming in. She wasn't on Facebook for a long time. And the reason being is because starting on Facebook first is just a nightmare itself, right?
Yeah.
So started on WhatsApp and she started to learn, and then she started to believe so many things. And then like friends were sending her links and she was clicking on it, and her phone was, you know, just getting just too clogged up. And then we moved her to an Android phone, which is sort of like another step to being in an open world where you have more sort of freedom and expression that you can do. Of course, my mom didn't need it, but I was trying to get her onto that speed. And, you know, my mom is actually a really fast learner. She actually kind of understood how to use Android, moving from iOS to Android. I know some people in the younger generation still suffer to do that. She then actually got onto Facebook because of peer pressure, like her friends were all saying. And she came up to me and said, I want a Facebook account. And then that whole idea of like believing everything, you know, 90% of, or 99% of, or whatever's on the web is not true. That was the challenge I had with my mom. So it took about a year and a half, 2 years before now my mom is a lot more smart, savvy. Mm. When, you know, she's scrolling on Facebook and she'll see a link about some, you know, health, so, you know, home remedy, how to cure for arthritis and, you know, how to cure headache and all
this
kind of stuff.
Essential oils.
Exactly. Those kind of stuff. So she used to believe in all of this, and then she will forward me the link and say like, can you get one of these products? And then I click on it like, this is spam, this is like a malware. And then now though, she's a lot more savvy, because she will look at it and then she goes on Google and then she search for that type of brand or for like, you know, essential oils for arthritis. And then she has a few link, and then, you know, you'll get one of these e-stores, and then she'll forward me the link and I go like, what were you searching? Like, why am I being sent to Lazada for this essential oil thing? Like, what happened? Then she you know, does the reverse engineering of what actually happened and go like, savvy. So yeah, kudos to you, Mom.
All right, time to take a short break, ladies and gents. Don't forget, we have a topic today we're talking about. It's whether or not you have to be happy to be good at your job. This is because of the reports coming out of Facebook saying that former employees are reporting that they are forced to be happy even when they are not at the job. Let us know what you think about that. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, it's all about the taxis and the grabs and the MAH. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.